Hi friends, I'm Dr. Deepak Bhattacharya and I'm going to take you through this chapter number 13 of the subject marketing principles. You have been following me up, I'm sure, from chapter number 1 to 12 and you have been there with me. Dear friends, in chapter number 13 we are going to talk about what we call as STPD. But we are not going to look at all the STPD elements, but we are looking at ST and P in this chapter. Dear friends, what is STP? Very simple. S is called as market segmentation or just segmentation. T is targeting. Whom are we going to target? And P is positioning. Whom we are going and how we are going to position our products in the market. Dear friends, we are going to talk about this, all these three things in this chapter. What are the objectives that we are going to learn in this chapter? Number one, we are going to understand the three variable factors of market demand. Very simple. Then we are going to look at what is market segmentation and its features. We are going to talk about identification and selection of market segment. We are going to talk about the segmentation process as such. And we'll give some examples of market segments. This is very good, very interesting. We are going to talk a little on market segmentation model. We are going to talk about approaches to segmentation, strategies to segmentation, product positioning, and segmentation of industrial markets. Dear friends, these are the different 9 objectives that we are going to learn in this chapter. So stay tuned in. It's very interesting. Dear friends, let's look at the first one. And what are the three variables of market demand? Well, I mean, you have been studying economics, right? And you have probably have some experience even in your graduations when you did economics in some form or the other. Three variable factors of market demand. One is the size of demand. Means the number of people who are there, the population who are there, who probably will demand for your product. Second is the income, purchasing power of people. Do they have the money to spend? And the third very important thing is the behavior of the customer when he buys. The purchasing propensity, which means, or in other words we can say, the social or the psychological factors which comes in way of a consumer when the consumer goes to buy a product or a service, and we therefore call it consumer buyer behavior. Dear friends, we have learned earlier that many people may have the money, which is point number 2, may have the money to buy, and probably they have also got a demand to buy the product, which means they have the need to buy the product, but yet they may not be willing to buy the product. Probably the social conditions, the psychological factors which comes into mind for them, which inhibits them to buy the product. So dear friends, let's understand, these are the three variables I'm repeating here: size of demand, do they have the money, and what are their behavior when they buy. These are the three important things to decide the market demand of any product or service. Dear friends, with that in view, if the demand is like this, what is market segmentation? Dear friends, segmentation, as the word suggests. Again, let me give you a simple example. We have a cake. On a birthday, we bring a cake. And then what we do is we cut the cake. After cutting the cake, we cut it in different pieces. Imagine a round cake cut into different pieces like a triangle. What are you doing? You're segmenting. What is segmentation? Segmentation, friends, is dividing the market into different or distinct group of buyers. All of them have got the same need, want, demand, desire, and then giving a product to this market so that people get what they want. A business enterprise, dear friend, therefore can adapt 2 kinds of strategies to explore the market. One is product differentiation. What is product differentiation? You do something different in your product. What is the differentiation in your product or service? Everybody sells mineral water. How is Bisleri different? How is Aquafina different? Dear friends, this is done through branding. It enables the manufacturer. Now, what is branding? They're very simple. It's a name, a term, a symbol, a logo, a design, a combination of all of them to differentiate, underline. One product, one brand, one company, one service, one individual from all the others. Therefore, product differentiation is showing the customer that we are different, because by differentiating a product from its competitors, the brand is able to establish its own price. Boss, I am different. I am not the same. See, for an example, you know, there may be various type of suits available. Right, many companies are there, normal, local brands are there, then we probably have a Cambridge, then probably we have a Louis Philippe, then probably we have an Armani. Everything is a suit, but the price may vary from 1000 rupees or 2000 rupees a suit piece to, let's say, 1 lakh rupees. Is it not, dear friends? What is different? How they have made it different? So, product differentiation is very important for a marketeer. The second we do is market segmentation. Now, here what we do, we divide or segment the market based on what we call as a marketing oriented strategy or a philosophy. Here we give special emphasis on what is the demand in that market. Here we give special emphasis on what are the kind of people in that market and what are the needs, the wants, the demands, the desires that they have. We need to understand that. We look at the demand side, and segmentation therefore implies moving, bending, adapting, flexibility of supply to the will of demand, which means to the way the market demands the product. And this is done as far as feasible and desirable. Dear friends, this is market segmentation. Understand the consumer in that market. Now, what are the features of market segmentation? It formulates a specific market offering, specific thing which we give to the market, to a segment. Specific segment, so that supply will have best correlation with the demand. You see, Fair and Lovely, let's take an example. Fair and Lovely, it's a fairness cream market. Now, what is the need of the market? People who feel that they will look good if they are fair are people who use that product. So Fair and Lovely came into the market, the fairness cream market. When they went on, they found out that there are different people who are having different demands. For an example, let me not get into too much onto this, but let me give you. Men's were also using. So they found out that there is a category, or there is a segment of men's who also probably feel good if they are fair. And therefore came Fair and Handsome. Now what happened? Divided the market. What did they do? Different markets. What did they do? Understood that men also, there are few men, there are a majority of men who demand such a kind of product, because their need is, because they feel that they will look more handsome if they are fair, and therefore there was a need. So the company came with Fair and Handsome. What they did, differentiated the product. What they did, gave a different product to this market where there was a need. It's a method of achieving maximum market response from limited marketing resources by recognizing the differences in the response characteristics of various parts of the market. You look at automobile, you look at Maruti, you have an Alto segmented to a particular demand, then you have a Desire, particular demand, then you probably have, you know, a better CS particular demand, yeah, Trika particular demand. Now every different, there's a segment. Who is going to use Alto? There's a segment, right? So understand that segment of consumers, divide it, give a different product to this market, and people will buy. So you are very clearly concentrating on a particular market. Concentration, look at this slide. If you look at the entire country, you know, so if you look at eastern part of the country and then you look at who are the high income group in that, and you found out that the high income group people are this much only. So what you do is in eastern part of the country, you go and segment the high income group people and probably try selling an automobile, which probably is worth, let's say, the minimum model, you know, you could price, let's say, at 22 lakhs plus. Target market. Now that's the target market, because you are looking at selling to high income group in the eastern part of the country, and therefore you know this is the target market, and you go and therefore make a product to that target market straight there, you know. So your pricing will be accordingly. You will give a different marketing mix. Product will be maybe different, pricing may be different, promotion may be different, distribution may be different, different marketing mix up. So what you do is, depending on that, similarly, if you are going to, let's say, look at another market and you're looking at middle class people, or you're looking at a little lower income category or lower middle class people, will you go? So there you will look at that, your product will be different, your pricing will be different, which means, depending on the market that we are targeting, we will probably move our marketing mix, which is product, price, place, promotion, in this way, and therefore segment the market and cater to this market. How do you select the market therefore? Now if you look at this slide, you know, if you look at P2 here, you know, in this, in the first slide, which is single segment concentration, MR markets, let's say India, and we have divided India into these 9 cubicles. Let's say, I'm just giving an example for understanding. And you as a company have got 3 products. So what you could do is, you could go with one product, P2 product, in market M. This is called a single segment concentration. You're looking at one segment. For an example, Johnson & Johnson is selling their products only to the baby care segment. Right? So, only to the baby care segment. So, what they do, let's say P3, and they want to sell in all markets, let's say. So, you look at this side, product specialization, P market. You know, if you see this entire P in product specialization, you will see P2. All entire market they are selling P2, whereas if it's a market, they will sell M1 to the entire market, all products sold in this market. In that category, what you have, only one product, let's say Johnson & Johnson selling baby product to all markets. So one is product specialization, two is market specialization. What are you looking at? So here you're segmenting the product or segmenting through market. Or you can go and say, I want to sell everywhere, full market coverage. All the products, P1, P2, P3, sold in all markets, M1, M2, M3. Full market coverage. Dear friends, I'm sure you've understood that when a company selects the market, they could probably select the market with single market concentration. They could probably select the market with one product selling to all markets or segments in the market, or selling to a particular market all products. Or this particular slide where we say full market coverage, selling all the products to the entire market. Depending on what you are looking at as an organization, depending on many factors, it could be finance, it could be resources, whatever you have, you think what you need to do. This is how you select the market. Let's go to the next part or next objective of this chapter, which was, what is the segmentation process? I've already told you the definition of segmentation, and you have already understood, to do segmentation, the first thing is to analyze the needs of the customer in that market. Without that, you can't do. Once you analyze the needs of the customer, then you have to analyze what kind of characteristics do these customers have. Once you do that, then what you do is, you went away to disaggregate customer into suitable markets. Then you divide it into suitable market. Divide it. Maruti example. Everybody Probably some people need a car to travel. So what is the need? They need to commute from one place to another. And most of the people need to commute, but everybody cannot use a car. So some people who use car to commute, so Maruti says, okay, all those people who need car to commute from one place to another, I am there. Now once you do that, then you go to characteristics. What are the kind of different customers which they have, and what are the kind of characteristics that they have? You know, you probably look at social class here. And what are, if this is, you belong to higher network, high class, the characteristics and the behavior and the personality and the attitude that you have may be different than the kind of characteristics which a consumer in a lower middle category or a lower segment income category will have. So you need to understand that. And then disaggregate. Chalo, we disaggregate the market into social segments, you know, social class. And then we formulate a different marketing mix for different segments. For example, the way Alto may be marketed may not be the same way where, maybe Alto, maybe 3 lakhs or so, maybe 2 lakhs or so, 2.5 lakhs or so. And you may have a higher category car, let's say an Etrica could be 10 lakhs plus. These are segmented to different market categories. These are segmented to different people. Once we do that, then we take feedback that how is it that the consumers are feeling about this product in the market, and then we probably select the higher potential segments which we have, and then we go and target there. So if you look at Maruti, therefore, you know, they are targeting various classes, yes, but their major sales, number one company in India for many years now, in automobile sector, in the passenger segment, and therefore they see that they have lot, because volumes are too big, sir. Volumes are too big. But these are more into the lower class category. Whereas if you look at a higher class category with a higher segmentation, what you do is that you probably have lower sales in that, but values are more. So you get into segmentation. Look at single segment segmentation. Now you look at those charts that we slides that we showed and the diagrams on those slides. Single segment segmentation, Woodland showed cellular phones. Single segment. Selective specialization. Dabur sells only Denta cream tooth powder to specific selective sections. Market specialization. Sultan Chand and Sons sells books covering all type of student needs. School, colleges, institutes, sab jagah bechta hai. Product specialization. Mahindra and Mahindra Jeeps, Bajaj Auto. Full coverage. Pepsi, Titan, Bata sells all their products in all the markets, you see. So they do full coverage, you know. There's an examples, you know. What are the benefits of segmentation? By this time, you are very sure what are the benefits of segmentation. But effective formulation and implementation of marketing programs we can do. Because now we know the needs of the specific market, and then we make a product for that segment, we price it accordingly, we promote it accordingly, and we distribute it accordingly, and therefore we make effective formulation and implementation of marketing programs. Market can be defined more precisely. In terms of customer needs, you are very clear that in this kind of a segment, the consumer's needs are what? The consumer wants are what? The demands are what? The desires are what? We are very clear, sir. And marketeers can therefore adapt and make some adjustments in their products and marketing communication, because you know whom are you speaking to. So you are able to do that. You need to also know, and you will also know, who are the competitor and what are the strengths and weaknesses of the competitor. You will be able to assess them in that market. Marketeers could probably use resources more profitably by catering to the customer demand, which is not being met by the competitor. So we continuously look at what are the different needs that may happen. Who or which company or which brands are there in that segment? If no, can I get into that? And therefore, the homogeneous market is all to same. Heterogeneous means people are different, and each heterogeneous market can be divided or partitioned into smaller set of small market which are more homogeneous in nature. See, market is heterogeneous, right? ठीक है, देयर सो मेनी पीपल इन द मार्केट, सो मेनी नीड्स इन द मार्केट, सो मेनी डिमांड्स इन द मार्केट. व्हाट वी डू, वी डिवाइड अ हेटरोजीनियस मार्केट इनटू स्मॉलर पीसेस, स्मॉलर बिट्स. नाउ वी हैव होमोजीनियस सेगमेंट्स और ग्रुप ऑफ कस्टमर, एंड देन वी गिव देम द राइट प्रोडक्ट, द राइट प्राइस, द राइट प्लेस, द राइट डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन, द राइट प्रमोशन, एंड देयरफॉर वी कॉल दिस इफेक्टिवली गिविंग देम अ गुड मार्केटिंग mix. It's a great benefit for the organization.